Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A week after Election Day, accusations are still flying about Democrats' poor performance in New York. But Governor Hochul says, don't blame her.
WCBS's Steve Burns heard from the governor, and he's joining us from Yonkers. So, Steve, what kind of accusations have we been hearing?
Yeah, we've heard from several Democrats who came up short on their reelection bids, really laying the blame with Governor Hochul and with the state Democratic Party, that the campaign infrastructure, the get-out-the-vote operation was pretty much non-existent, and that Governor Hochul might have tried to downplay crime concerns for too long. One voice that's been especially vocal on this is Sean Patrick Maloney. He, of course, lost his congressional seat in the Hudson Valley. He's told several outlets that Hochul's campaign is at least partially at fault for basically giving away the suburbs to Republicans, for pivoting too late on that public safety issue. And we've heard similar things from some other Democrats as well. Again, Republicans ended up flipping 4 House seats in New York. That's the most of any state, and it gave them almost all they needed to retake control of the House.
So how is Governor Hochul responding to all of this?
Well, the governor basically said here that this is not on her, that she performed well, she won, Democrats are still in control in Albany, and that each race pretty much had its own dynamic. She talked specifically about Long Island. Democrats lost 2 of those 4 House seats there. She basically characterized what happened there as a foregone conclusion. That Lee Zeldin is from Long Island. Republicans already had momentum after what happened last year there. So there wasn't much hope for Democrats on Long Island in her eyes. I know the Democratic candidates there would probably disagree vehemently with that message. But in general, Hochul says she was everywhere. Her campaign was everywhere. And each race had its own factors at play.
So now the governor is turning her attention to the job ahead, Steve. Any top priorities starting to emerge?
Yeah, there are. We see some of the top issues that really dominated the last few weeks of the campaign now getting translated into those top priorities that the governor now says she needs to tackle. Things like public safety, affordability, the cost of living. She told me she is writing up her State of the State address now. It's usually given in the first couple weeks of the new year. And those will be some of the big talking points there on affordability and safety. Still an open question if she wants to tackle anything in the way of bail reform. She was asked about some criminal justice issues here, sentencing reform. She would only say that she is looking forward to talking with lawmakers about what they would like to do.
All right, Steve, thank you. WCBS's Steve Burns in Yonkers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.